She wasn't in the mood for this one's feeble attempt at trying to goad her into any form of discussion. She didn't have the time or energy for it. Like her fellow officers, she just wanted to check this lot in and get on with the evening shift. "Today's date is the 2nd of December 1998," the officer filled out the booking sheet as she continued. "Your name is Nishe Gibson. What is your date of birth?"
"I was born on my birthday."
Nishe looked around the room, grinning at her wit. She didn't get the reaction she had been hoping for. She was funny, she knew it, but this lot were a bunch of stuck-up tossers. Not even the other two girls who were waiting to be checked in behind her had given so much as a chuckle at what she had said. "Fucking pussies," she thought, as she sneered at the two girls, sucking her teeth in distaste in their direction. A right pair of snobby little bitches. Turning back to the officer, she saw that she was still staring blankly at her, waiting for an answer to her question.
"Fuck me, yous lot need to get a fucking sense of humour. What, you on the blob or something?"
Nishe looked the female officer up and down. The woman was a state. Judging by the lines around her eyes, she reckoned the woman was in her mid-40s. Her manly build made her resemble a tranny. Nishe stroked her chin mockingly as she jibed the officer.
"You been growing that beard long?"
Nishe liked to think she had a knack for intimidating people. She had a way of making them feel wary. However, the officer just ignored Nishe's comments and her attempts to get a rise from her. She returned the cocky girl stare with a look of contempt as she continued to wait for her to answer her earlier question.
2nd of February 1983,
Nishe said finally. This woman was a right hard-nosed bitch, she thought, miffed that she seemed to be dismissing her.
"Right, Gibson, you're having a strip search with Officer Cook and Officer Williams. Mind that you don't get too cold," the officer said smugly, as she nodded in her colleague's direction.
Two women stepped forward.
"Nah, I've been searched already. You two nonces just want to see a young pair of tits that ain't swinging down past a pair of knees for once. Well, you can fuck off."
Without warning, Nishe struck out with her fists, catching Officer Cook unaware with a punch to the face that launched her across the room. Then, all hell broke loose. Nishe swept all of the documents which had been on the desk onto the floor. She was enjoying the disruption that she was causing. Realising that the girl was out of control and capable of doing a lot of damage, Officer Williams jumped on top of Nishe to try and restrain her, pushing her onto the ground. Nishe's nose hit the cold, tiled floor and pain exploded in her head. A warm trickle of blood dripped from her nostrils, splattering the bright white tiles with dark red droplets. Imagining her nose was broken, Nishe lost the plot. Kicking her legs and using her entire strength to manoeuvre herself, she fought against the officer with all her might. But it was no use. Officer Williams was stronger. Lifting her head, Nishe tried to snap her neck backwards so that she could butt the officer in the face. However, the officer was one step ahead and had predicted Nishe's next move, ducking out of the way just in time. She pressed the girl's face into the floor, using all her force to restrain the writhing girl, pinning her down again. She was aware that Officer Monroe had pressed the alarm, and three more members of the team had come running to assist her. Nishe was strong. She would give her that, and she didn't know how much longer she would be able to restrain her on her own.
"Do as you are told, or you are going to be in a whole world of shit before you have even been allocated a bed,"
one of the officers shouted in Nishe's ear. Nishe could taste the blood as it ran down the back of her throat. She spat a mouthful of it at the officer, which only reached the ankles of her tights. The officer grimaced in disgust.
"I don't get paid enough to put up with shit like this. Now behave."
Realising she was outnumbered, Nishe went limp. She knew that ultimately the little performance wouldn't get her anywhere. This was the third time she had been sent to this Young Offenders Institute, and she probably knew the drill better than the officers themselves. It was standard procedure that all the inmates were strip-searched and given clean clothes before they were interviewed. But why should she play nicely? There was no fun in that. These fuckers could earn their wages as far as she was concerned. Lying quietly now against the cold, tiled floor, she smiled to herself.